Hello there, this is Ern Westmore from Hollywood. And as you know, beauty is my business. Yes, it's been my job as a director of makeup in Hollywood during this past 40 years to glamorize the stars of the screen and teach women throughout the world how to improve their appearance by emphasizing their good features and minimizing their so-called bad features. I say so-called bad features because that feature which you may think is a bad one is 9 times out of 10 the one wonderful feature that can make you a most attractive and beautiful person. Now, before I go any further, I want to take this opportunity to make a very definite promise to you, and it's simply this. If you will be patient and honest with yourself with respect to your face shape and the problems relating to it, then apply the simple, basic holiday magic rules as I explain them to you. I'll promise you, regardless as to whether you are young, middle-aged, or on the wrong side of 50, that you can become a far more attractive person than you ever dreamed possible. Now, I know that there are some of you women who will say, why should I waste my time each day trying to make myself more beautiful? Well, I'll tell you why. If not for yourself, then try to remember this. Your face is looked at, reacted to, and rated by your friends, family, co-workers, employer, and however silently, by a good many strangers wherever you go. To be perfectly blunt about it, your face is on display from early morning until you turn the light out at night. As a pioneer in this fascinating field of beauty, it's been my good fortune to see literally thousands of the most amazing transformations take place in women who took the time to apply the holiday magic principles of skincare and makeup, gained such satisfaction and confidence, such command and control of themselves, that whatever self-consciousness they may have had, it automatically disappeared, and in turn, they not only developed a brand new personality with self-assurance, but I think more important than almost anything, was the renewed hope and the enthusiasm with a real new interest in their daily walk of life. Now I ask you, are these personal values for which most women yearn worth thinking about, worth taking the time each day to become more attractive? Certainly the results cannot be called skin deep. Yes, you spend 24 hours a day growing older. Why not try spending just 30 minutes a day staying young, beautiful, and more attractive? Truthfully, your face and features are not a bit different than that of our Hollywood stars. Yours are exactly the same. The big difference between these successful and totally glamorous women and you is that they take the time to apply all of the basic principles of massage and facial exercise that you're going to learn to enjoy applying to yourself and become a star in your own right. Yes, right in the privacy of your own home. Yes, just the same as the young, glamorous-looking star on the front cover of this album. Who is she? She is the same person that posed for these exercise pictures. Her name is Bonnie Cooper. She's not a model or an actress. She is one of our wonderful holiday magic girls that practices and sells what she preaches. As you can see, she is truly, beauty, glamour, and personality. A star in her own right, and the wonderful world of holiday magic. Now then, before I direct you through your facial exercise routines, I want to explain the correct basic fundamental hand manipulations for cleansing your face and giving yourself a facial massage. I find that there's a great many women who have the mistaken idea that because they use cleansing cream to cleanse their face, that's all they need to do. Well, cleansing your face is not massaging. However, by understanding the basic principles of massage, you're more apt to handle your daily cleansing and creaming in a way that will help keep your skin tissues and face muscles firm rather than break them down. At 20, as a rule, wrinkles are not present. However, they're in the formative stages and should be discouraged. At 30, the signs to watch for are the lines on your forehead and the frown lines between your eyebrows. And from 40 to 50, the muscles are feeling the full pull of gravity. If you've neglected yourself, you can be sure that a drooping condition is on the way. If your earlier neglect is now showing, remember it's never too late to start working to improve your appearance, and you're never too young or too old to apply the basic principles of properly cleansing your face or giving yourself a facial massage. The mistake that most women make is that they neglect their skin until it's almost too late. Without a regular facial massage routine at least once a week, by the time you're 25, you look 30. And at 30, you look 40. Then at 40, you look 60 or more. This, however, does not mean that all is lost, not by any means. Because, as I've said before, regardless of your age, you can start today to reclaim and revitalize some of your lost facial beauty through proper exercise, manipulation, and stimulation of the skin and muscles. Now then, if I've stimulated your interest enough to induce you into becoming a more attractive person, then open your album and stand it up on a table in front of you. What you see before you is the very first scientifically compiled massage and facial exercise routine guide ever. It's your step-by-step, yes, your first big step, to your new holiday magic, beauty, glamour, and personality. With it, you'll be able to mold your features, chin and neck, help hold back some of the signs and lines of neglect or age. These routines will help make your skin look firmer, smoother, and lovelier than you ever dreamed possible. There are four things that I want you to keep in mind at all times, regardless as to whether you are cleansing your face or giving yourself a massage. Number one is to select the time each day when you can completely relax with no interruptions. Number two is to comfortably seat yourself before a mirror. Number three is to apply a generous amount of strawberry frappe cleansing cream. You can start applying it right now. You'll find that this cream has not only a wonderful ability to cleanse your face and neck, but you'll also find that your fingers will glide more smoothly as we go through the routines. Number four is to remember that in all facial hand manipulations, the movement should always be a gentle, circular, upward, outward motion with your fingertips. Never ever stretch or pull the skin out of place, and never ever slap or pat your face to the extent that you damage the tiny blood vessels underlying the skin. Instead, use your fingertips as though you were playing a piano. Now for your basic facial hand manipulations. The illustrations in the top row will help to guide you through them as I explain each one to you. Now, it's certainly not expected of you to do these exercises right the very first time that you try them. However, you'll find that by doing them each and every day, they'll not only become second nature to you, but you'll also master the rhythm of them, and because of the results you will see, you'll look forward to doing them. Here's the first one.